picked off by Ohio State. The throw looked good, just wasn't handled. And Sonny Styles, a senior linebacker, gobbles it up. And it's first and 10, Ohio State at the Wisconsin 43-yard line. Cade Yacomelli just could not gather it.
Yeah, Hunter threw it. He threw it hard. It was a good strike right to him. And it Cade, the Ohio State linebacker right behind him, kind of ready to hit him. Ball popped straight up in the air. And it's a turnover, and it is not. Unfortunately, this is the start that we saw last week.
And we'll take another break. Wisconsin football brought to you by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 7:10 left of the first quarter. Ohio State 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of Steel. From blowers to chainsaws, Steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I love Minnesota.
This is Hero Gravel.
The lamps on bluffs, incredible.
Minnesota is a cyclist dream.
Here's the good part.
Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
That was a fun ride.
What a view.
There's hiking.
I love how pretty all the different colors are layered.
And then there's fall hiking in Minnesota.
That's gorgeous.
Minnesota is a hiker's paradise. Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
Ohio State forcing an early turnover. They lead 7-0, 7-10 left in the first quarter. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It was a fastball from Hunter Simmons. Cade Yacomelli unable to gather it. The coverage was from the safety, Jalen McClain, but the deflected pass off the hands of Yacomelli was gathered by Sonny Styles, the Ohio State linebackers of the Buckeyes, for the first and 10 at the Wisconsin 43-yard line.
And I've been saying this the last couple of games with Hunter Simmons. I think he's done some good things. It always comes back to you have to, not every throw needs to be the same. That is not his fault by any stretch of the imagination there. Hard throw comes in, ball pops up in the air, and great defenses that rally to the football. Ohio State found it there and now sets up a short field.
And Julian Sayin will work from the shotgun. Bo Jackson to his right. Sayin looking to throw. Four-man rush. Drops it off. Screen to the left. Here's Jackson at the 40. Left side and tripped up at the 37-yard line. Allegro on the tackle. Like Christian felt that a little bit, but he gets back up and is ready to go for second down. That was a gain of 6.
Nice design there by Ohio State to allow the rush to come up. And Allegro made, I don't know if it would have been a touchdown saver, but a big play.
Two receivers right, one on the left. A little pressure coming. Sayin throws to the right side. That's caught by Jeremiah Smith inside the 25, down to the 23-yard line of Wisconsin. And Ohio State right back on the attack with 6.5 minutes left in the first quarter.
And you see why everybody loves him so much. That ball, a good throw by Sayin, but to get out of that break that quickly, a lot of times wideouts have to actually stay in there, catch it. He's catching it and moving forward. Picked up a couple extra yards there. Picked up the first down.
Smith wide left in his slot to the left. Carnell Tate to the right for the Wisconsin 23-yard line. Sayin back to throw. Four-man rush again. Sayin throws left side deep. Jeremiah Smith. It's broken up by Ricardo Hallman in the end zone and nearly picked off. Oh, that's big-time coverage from Rico on Jeremiah Smith, and it's second down and 10.
Now, Jeremiah Smith ended up playing defensive back there. Rico gets his head turned around, and I think if he could have maybe snapped his head a half a second quicker, he ends up getting there, doesn't quite pull it into his body. Smith plays a good defensive back to knock that away. Rico played that beautifully.
And now Emilio Agard over there on Smith, who comes out wide to the right. Slot left, slot right. Sand back to throw. Swings it left. Caught by Bo Jackson. He'll weave his way down to the 20-yard line. JBR Suggs, defensive lineman, on the tackle. Gain of three, and it's third down and seven for the Buckeyes. 5:55 left in the first quarter. 7-0 Ohio State.
Just a little swing pass, and Luke Fickle was down there. He really getting after the official. He thought there was a block in the back on the perimeter where Wisconsin was funneling it back inside. Didn't get that call. Ohio State picks up three or four, setting up a third and seven.
C.J. Donaldson, the running back, 232-pound freshman. Slot left, slot right. Now Ennis wide right, motions to the formation. Sand to throw, under some pressure. Weaves away from one, but Sebastian Cheeks will close the gate. Sand taken down at the 20-yard line. And it's fourth down and seven. Ohio State will send on the field goal team.
That was Mason Posa from his spot. Loops around, forces Sand out of the pocket. And what you do as a rusher, a lot of times you go all the way up the field. Sebastian Cheeks did a great job of retracing his steps and is able to bring Sand down, or he would have picked up the first down with his legs. Great, great discipline there by getting the pressure and then also sticking with it. Cheeks pulling back and getting him down on the ground, forcing a field goal attempt.
Jaden Fielding is 6 of 7 in field goal tries this season. This is a 38-yard attempt at a timeout now taken by Wisconsin. First charge timeout for the Badgers with 4:44 left in the first quarter. We'll keep it here, 7-0 Ohio State. So off the turnover, the Buckeyes began at the Badgers 43-yard line, but the defense keeping the Buckeyes out of the end zone here.
And that's what you're asking for. Obviously, the turnover is an unfortunate deal, a ricocheted ball, and Ohio State makes a play. You know, they're up seven. That's what you're looking for from this defense. Rico makes a great play in the end zone, one of the best players in college football. Goes up, tries to make a high-point play, and then you get off the field. You're forcing a field goal attempt on a very short field. Those are the little things that you need to do to stay in these type of games.
So, line up again, 38-yard try from inside the left hash marks. Fielding, a senior. Lines are set. Here's the snap. Placement made. The kick is away, and it is good. 38-yard poke for Jaden Fielding, and the lead is 10 here for Ohio State in the first quarter. With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 4:40 left of the first quarter. Ohio State 10, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Rail Transport. For every mile of your truck driving career, learn more at rail.job. So off turnover, Ohio State settles for a field goal And that's a win because Ohio State, through the first half of the season, forced 8 turnovers, turned 7 of those into touchdowns. They settle for 3 here. 10-0 Buckeyes lead the Badgers with 4:40 left in quarter number 1.
And you're always looking for little things to build off of. And, you know, we hear complimentary football all the time, and that can mean a lot of different things. But that was the case there where the defense understood, hey, the offense made a turnover, short field for a really good offense, and Wisconsin found its way. Was able to make enough plays to force a stop and a field goal attempt and, you know, keep this thing within striking distance. And you give up a touchdown there, you start wondering things. So now that complimentary piece goes back. All right, we kind of helped you out. Now offense, we need a little something. Give us a beat here because we've been out on the field a bunch this first quarter.
Well, the first two kickoffs, Ohio State has kept it away from Vinny Anthony, who is back there yet again with Cade Iacomelli as Jaden Fielding with the kick. And this will not be returned as this will hit again the back line of the end zone. And it's first and 10 for the Badgers at their 25-yard line.
Well, so far it's been a lot of passing. The rushing yards, Ohio State is limited to -1. That's a really good start. Unfortunately, Wisconsin, and not enough plays yet, but only 8. And you feel like they're trying. They're going to continue to try. They're doing some up-tempo things, and they want to find some type of rhythm. You get the first down catch early, make a play, and unfortunately a turnover. Now you just need to try and sustain something here.
And they're going to go direct snap here to Cade Iacomelli on first down, hitting it off the right side across the 25 to the 27-yard line. Hunter Simmons just took a step to his left. You had Iacomelli and Gideon Atuka in the backfield. It was Iacomelli taking the snap and runs for a couple to the 27-yard line of Wisconsin, second down and 8.
Yeah, it was kind of a funky-looking deal. Hunter Simmons is standing almost right next to him, and he faked, like put his hands up like he was going to catch it. The snap goes to Iacomelli. Ohio State, not fooled, did a nice job with their gap integrity, limiting it to 2-yard pickup.
The linebacker, Peyton Pierce, on that tackle on second down. Here's Dylan Jones up the right hash mark across the 30-yard line and up to maybe the 31. Tywan Malone, a defensive tackle with the first hit, and then had help from 3 or 4 of his defensive teammates. Third down and 4 for Wisconsin at its own 31-yard line.
A really nice double team there by Kadanko. And Mandel off of that right side got great push. Was able to move their guy backwards, and that allowed him to pick up 4 or 5 yards. And now you get a real manageable third down situation, 3rd and 4.
Eugene Hilton, Tretch Kekahuna, Lance Mason to the left. Mason motions to the formation. Shotgun snap. Simmons hands off to Dylan Jones, and he gets swallowed up right away. 31-yard line is all he'll get. As you had Peyton Pierce waiting for him, and you had a couple of dudes with the scarlet and gray uniforms just there to make the play. Pierce, and it was Tywan Malone on the tackle, 4th down and 4, and the Badgers are punting again, and it is Sean West once again handling the punt duties.
Yeah, just not a good enough job there by the left side of Wisconsin's offensive line. He had a little leakage, no room there to run, and that's why we're punting the football away.
West gets the snap, steps up, and the kick is away, and he hit this well. It turns over. Brandon Innes backpedaling, fields at the 16 across the 20, 25-yard line. Innes up near the 30, and a first down for Ohio State. Grover Bortolotti getting down there in punt coverage. 54-yard punt, 13 on the return. 2:45 left in the first quarter, 10-0 Ohio State with the Buckeyes taking over at their 30-yard line.
Yeah, I love there, and I know you did a feature on him or in the pregame show. Daryl Peterson down there,
yeah,
scrambling around and just competing and fighting, and you know now he's going back out on the defensive side of the ball. He's been around a long time, and he's done a lot of really good things. He's out there competing on special teams, and unfortunately, asked for the offense to give the defense a little beat. Defense is back out there with a quick 3 and out.
Ben Barton, Charles Perkins making a part of that defensive line. As Julian Sand goes under center, pulls back, handoff Donaldson left side with a seam, 35 to the 40-yard line, up to the 43 and a gain of 13 yards. Coming up to make the tackle is the cornerback, Emilio Agard. When you get a guy like C.J. Donaldson with a head of steam, you're asking for trouble. 13 yards on the run, 1st and 10 Buckeyes at their 43-yard line.
And it's worth noting, Christian Allegro not out there. Looks like it's Posa out there replacing him.
Yeah, they were, I think, escorting Christian back to the locker room. Double wide to the right, shotgun snaps Sand, rolls to his right, looking, still rolling, throws, right sideline, going up and getting it is Carnell Tate, and he'll go out of bounds at the 30-yard line of the far side in Wisconsin territory. Well, that young man has some soft hands. First down for the Buckeyes, right back on the move.
Ben, Rico is in that corner of the zone, and I think most teams take the under route 3 or 4 yards. Not that time. Took the big shot, and it connected.
Donaldson remains the running back. Sayin fakes it to him, looking to throw, and floats it over the middle. Donaldson the catch, 25 to the 20-yard line. Up the hash marks, he goes to the right side, covered up at the 16-yard line. Posted there for Wisconsin. Another first down for Ohio State. First and 10 at the Badgers 16.
Yeah, they ran Max Clair, their tight end, on a seam route down the middle, and what you're asking your linebackers, you have to cover part of that, and when you do that, you give all kinds of space, and what you're seeing Ohio State, when that gets covered, they take the little dink dunk, and there's way too much room for run after catch on that, and that was way too easy.
Yep, you had Poza and Aaron Witt finally bringing him down. Smith wide to the right, in a slot right. Receiver out wide to the left as well from the 16, first and 10. Here's the handoff, Bo Jackson straight ahead, and he hits it inside the 15 down to the 13-yard line. And yet Mason Poza down there along with fellow freshman linebacker Cooper Catalano. Gain of 3, second down and 7 at the Wisconsin 13.
Yeah, great job there by Posa, just finding his hole. That's, you know, as a linebacker, a lot of times you have to look at it as a running back. You need to find which hole you can go to go make a play. He does the read, goes the back door, and is able to bring him down for a 3-yard gain.
Trips to the left, Jackson the running back, to the right is Sayin in the shotgun. Second down and 7 at the Badgers 13-yard line. Sayin gets the snap, hands off to Jackson, up the middle, pops his way down to the 10-yard line. Brandon Lane, big defensive lineman on the stop. Third down and 4 here for the Buckeyes with 22 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. So we'll see whether Ohio State wants to run a play here. Ohio State 1 out of 2 on third down. They get back on the ball. Game clock at 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Ball at the 10-yard line. Snap to Sayin. Looks left. Throws left. End zone. Tate reaches up and makes the catch. Touchdown, Ohio State. It was pried away, but he was clearly in first. And Carnell Tate with his second touchdown pass, second touchdown reception of the quarter. And it's now 16-0, the Buckeyes.
Yeah, Agard is over on coverage there. That was just a timing route that was really well executed by Sayin. He threw it out, and these wide receivers are special.
They are.
They are special, and it's going to take special efforts to slow them down. And right now, Wisconsin's having a hard time doing that.
Oh, a 70-yard scoring drive for Ohio State. As the Buckeyes not messing around, taking control of this game as the PAT is good. We'll keep it here. You still have 4 seconds left in the first quarter. Ohio State 17, Wisconsin nothing. So yet again, the worst case scenario is playing out here in the first period for the Badgers.
This is different.
Yes, it is.
Last week we kind of gift-wrapped, and I know there was the interception on a deflected ball or a tipped-up ball. This is Ohio State special, and their receiving core and quarterbacks, they're not even really trying to run the football. They're lining up. They're going tempo, and great example there. I was sitting here thinking, are they going to run it out for, you know, they could have ran the clock out. They're just looking at it saying, we're going to go, and we're going to continue to put pressure on you because we think our guys have more talent and can do more things. And right now their receiving core, some of the stuff that they're doing and the throws have been really on point. They are executing at a very high level.
Julian Sayin is 14 of 15 through the air in this first quarter, 169 yards and 2 touchdowns.
It's like Mike Bobo back in the old Outback.
Oh, boy. Oof. It got better after that following year. This kick from fielding has popped up. Iacomelli will field at the 9, left side across the 15. Kate across the 20-yard line, and he'll push the stack up across the 25 and up to about the 27-yard line. So he wasn't interested in making a fair catch there. They'll mark at the 26, and that'll do it for the first quarter here at Camp Randall Stadium. Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. And UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Clements Brats and Hot Dogs, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. For the Rail Transport broadcast booth at the end of the first quarter, it's Ohio State 17, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance. so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief! Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Fall is in season at Kohl's, and you know what that means. Pumpkins, plaid, and anything that smells like cinnamon. This week, take an extra 20% off decor, home furnishings, bedding, and more. So whether fall is your entire personality or you're just a casual pumpkin enthusiast, the deals at Kohl's are here for your seasonal style. Select styles, some exclusions apply. 20% offer ends October 19th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At Camp Randall Stadium in between the first and second quarter, it's 17-0 Ohio State, number one ranked in the country over the Badgers. A couple of Big Ten scores going on right now. Michigan State leads at Indiana 10-7. Indiana's third ranked in the country, likely going to be number two in the country if they win today. They're trailing right now early second quarter 10-7. Northwestern leads Purdue 13-0. Last night it was Minnesota over Nebraska 24-6. Nebraska was 25th ranked in the country. Won't be when the polls come out next week. Also, Michigan won the early game over Washington 24-7. Was the final in that one, Matt?
Yeah, you're talking about the Indiana in a position to move up because Miami lost to Louisville last night on the Hurricanes' home field. Big win for Jeff Brohm and the Cardinals. As Miami, a program many people thought could easily be ranked number one, but you know, that argument has thrown out the window for the time being.
Yeah, and Indiana, you just never know, right? That's the beauty of this game. And we saw, who would have thought that Minnesota would throttle Nebraska? That's it. There's so many things that you just, week to week, that's why you keep hanging in, keep competing. You don't know what's going to end up happening.
Kirk Cignetti got himself a nice pay bump recent days with the opening in State College. They went ahead and took away any speculation that old boy be headed to Happy Valley, so...
I saw his career trajectory on a salary standpoint. He has done a whale of a job from 2015 to now.
Yeah, quite a jump.
He's definitely kept up with inflation.
Yeah, he's won the lottery. Eugene Hilton out wide to the right for the 26-yard line, Wisconsin territory. First and 10, Dylan Jones in motion. Here's a jet sweep to the left with Jones getting wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage and driven back inside the 25-yard line. The linebacker, Arvell Reese, just not having it, and it's second down and long for the Badgers.
Well, they did a good job of keeping it inside, and there's just too much speed. Ohio State, we've seen this before where there's jet sweeps and things have worked earlier in the season. Ohio State has a different level of lateral quickness and speed side to side, and it showed up right there.
Loss of a yard, second down and 11. The Badgers at their 25-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Shotgun snap, Hunter Simmons. Buckeyes sending four. Simmons throws to the right. That sails well over Vinny Anthony.
Yeah,
flag down, though.
Go.
Devin Sanchez, the corner. And the question is, was that a catchable pass? I'll take any break and get right
Absolutely
now if you're in Wisconsin.
I was hoping we'd see that. Did not think it would. That ball really sailed over his head. I wonder if they do. Yeah, we'll take it.
Number six. Follow the follow-up. An automatic first down.
So a first down for Wisconsin. I think a pretty good sell from Vinny Anthony there. There was some contact there,
bit.
But Vinny went down, and Sanchez, a gifted corner, started last week against Illinois. They had to do a little shuffling in their secondary. From the 35 of Wisconsin, first and 10 now. As Simmons will hand it to Dylan Jones up the middle across the 35-yard line, wrapped up and taken to the ground at about the 38. Caden Curry is there. Caden McDonald was involved as well, and his helmet popped off, so he'll have to come out for one play. Second down and 7 for the Badgers at their 38-yard line.
They started Riley Mullman over on the right side. They shifted him back over to the left side. And Caden McDonald, anytime the helmet comes off, all these D linemen are always looking like an offensive lineman, had his hand up in his head. No flag. Let's keep it rolling.
They just complain all the time, don't they? Here's a play fake. Hunter Simmons rolling to his right, looking, throws a dart caught by Lance Mason across the 40-yard line. And he is sent flying, and it looks like he'll get the first down. Davis and Igbinosin, it cuts him low, but Lance Mason able to fly up to the 45-yard line of Wisconsin, a first down for the Badgers.
Great job by Mason there. He's kind of arm hand fighting his guy to show a little run fake, and he gets thrown to the ground, but he has the wherewithal to get back up, make the catch, and go pick up that first down. Good sell. Love for him to keep his feet. It's easy for me up here to tell him to do that.
Minute and a half gone by, second quarter, 17-0 Ohio State. Mikel Crowdis in receiving formation, receiving rotation. The handoff goes to Dylan Jones as Crowdis was motioning left. They tried to run Jones to his right. There was nowhere to run. Down he goes at the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 for Wisconsin at its 45-yard line.
I saw it from up here. Kadanko, our right guard, it looked like he's been battling a little right shoulder injury, and it looked something happened early in that play. A lot of penetration from Ohio State. That's where it ended up doing a great job of getting back to the line of scrimmage. Cubberly in for him at right guard.
The former Buckeye, Jaden Ballard, comes out wide to the left, slot right. Dylan Jones wide right, motions to the left. They'll fake the jet sweep. Simmons looks to throw. He'll check it down to Jones, and he gets wrapped up right away by Sonny Styles. Jones would look like he was going down anyway, and Styles was there to make sure at the 43-yard line. A loss of 2 for the Badgers in their own territory. Second down and 12.
Yeah, I hope Dylan's all right there. Something looked a little off on that. There's all kinds of space and really good protection by Wisconsin. And normally you'd see Dylan be able to get up there. We hope he's all right.
I beg your pardon. Third down and 12, I should say, here for Wisconsin. From its own 43-yard line, three receivers to the right. Lance Mason out tight to the left. Now Vinny Anthony in motion. He'll line up wide to the left. Cade Iacomelli is the running back. Little movement up front. Free play coming. Here's Hunter Simmons to throw. Winds it up. Fires over the middle. And a rolling catch made by Mason inside the 35. Down to the 34 of Ohio State. Well, the Buckeyes had jumped offside. Hunter Simmons had a free play and throws a dart to his tight end.
I don't know if that was Jackson. It was the left defensive end jumped. Wisconsin does a great job.
Neutral zone at the snap. That penalty is declined. The result of the play is a first down.
Yeah, and I love that because it's one thing you can jump and then they let you get back, snap the football, and then go make a play. And Hunter Simmons saw it, understood it, took a shot, completed it. Beautiful play. Big chunk play for the first time.
Yeah, it was a defensive end, Kenyatta Jackson, and now the officials.
Field was a completed catch. That play is under further review.
So they're going to take a look to see whether Lance Mason, in fact, did secure it. 11:45 left in the first half, 17-0. Ohio State leading Wisconsin. And Lance Mason secured it with his knees, went off his hands, went between his knees, and it was, as he was rolling over, was he able to secure it without assistance from the turf? It looks as though he did, but that's what they're going to be eyeballing there. As Mason, well, now it did, the ball did hit the turf, but now... Did his knees, they put the vice grip on the football using his knees. It's just been that kind of year, folks.
I don't know. I know with the hands, if your hands keep it and it hits and does it move, if your knees squeeze it and the tip of the ball moves, does that still count? We're going to find out right now.
After further review, the ruling on the field of a catch is upheld.
Attaboy.
First down to 10, Wisconsin.
Whatever it takes, whatever means necessary.
Why do we got to make everything so hard? You get the free play. And give Mason credit there because he did make the catch. It would have been a lot easier just to squeeze it, but let's make it more difficult. Why not?
From the 33 of Ohio State, first and 10 for Wisconsin. You got Ballard, Kekahuna, and Vinny Anthony wide to the right. Iacomelli is the running back. Anthony goes in motion to the left on first and 10. Simmons in the shotgun. They get the snap from Jake Renfro. Back to throw Simmons. Looking, pockets tied. Down goes Simmons. Arville Reese, the linebacker, getting free up the middle. And that's a loss of 7 yards. Second out and 17 for Wisconsin.
Good initial protection. It looked like Reese just was kind of sitting there. It wasn't a blitz. I think he was just kind of sitting there, spying, looking to see what the running back was going to do. Running back stayed in to block. And as the protection broke down, Hunter Simmons was going to go, and there was nowhere to move. Closed down on it quickly, and we lost a quick 7.
Second down and 17 from the Ohio State 40-yard line. Eugene Hilton wide to the right. Grant Steck tied into the right side. Lance Mason on the left. Snap to Simmons, hands off to Iacomelli, and he gets wrapped up right away by Caden McDonald, the 326-pound junior defensive tackle. It's third and long. Let's get an update on Dylan Jones, who's not been out there. Patrick, what do you have?
Well, Caden Iacomelli is limping off the field as we speak, and he's in there because Dylan Jones is on the sidelines getting looked at by trainers right now. Keep in mind, the Badgers are already down Darion Dupree, the running back who didn't dress because of a lower body injury from last week. So getting pretty thin in the backfield, that means Gideon Atuka, the redshirt freshman, might be pressed into some big duty today.
Yeah, he's out there right now, is Atuka. Third down, 17, Wisconsin at the Ohio State 40-yard line. Ballard in motion, lines up wide to the left. Penalty markers fly, a little movement up front. Ohio State was moving, and we'll see if that forced Wisconsin. Maybe the Badgers were induced here. Let's see. Here's the call.
Call starts. Offense number 10, 5-yard penalty, still third down.
And again, maybe not. So Gideon Atuka guilty of that penalty. So that'll make it third down and 22 at the Ohio State 45-yard line. 10-12 left in the first half, 17-0 Ohio State.
I saw our old offensive coordinator, one of the more quotable coaches of all time, and Brad Childress last night, and he would always tell us, third and 20-plus, we don't have a lot of plays in the playbook for that one.
Have to check back how many chiliisms he had for you last night. Three receivers left, one on the right. Atuka, the running back. Snap to Simmons. Penalty markers fly. Free play again. Hunter spins off to his left. Looking, throwing, and it is incomplete. Intended for Hilton. Simmons rolling left and trying to hit Hilton down the left sideline. Igbenosin on the coverage, but that should be an offsides here against Ohio State. Here comes the call.
Offside. Defense number 97. 5-yard penalty, still third down.
Oh, Kenyatta Jackson, he wants to get after the quarterback here. He's had a couple of them in the last couple of minutes.
He's trying to make a little bit of cash today, I think. These guys all want to get sacks. And when you get in a third and 20, third and 17, you get in these positions, you are chomping to get off on that snap count, beating that offensive tackle to his spot. That time, a couple of times now, Wisconsin's gotten some free plays. A big play last time. This time, not so much.
Third and 17 from the Ohio State 40-yard line. Anthony Slot to the left. Atuka, the running back. Snap to Simmons. Pressure coming up the middle, trying to pick it up. Simmons gets hit as he tries to throw it. And let's see if that's a live ball. They haven't blown it dead. It's scooped up by Arvell Reese. 35 to the 40 to the 45-yard line. Atuka bangs him out of bounds. You play that through, and then you'll look to replay to see whether Simmons' hand was moving forward with control of the football. It's on the field right now, a fumble, and it was Kenyatta Jackson forcing it, but I think that's going to be an incomplete pass.
Yeah, I agree.
Timeout on the field.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and no doubt they're going to take a look at all of this. We have 9 minutes and 43 seconds left in the first half. We'll take a break. Ohio State 17, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Visit exploreminnesota.com to learn about fall festivals, award-winning dining, tax-free shopping, and outdoor activities. Your Star of the North adventure awaits. Here comes the call on the replay review.
After the review, the quarterback had possession of the football through the process of the pass. It's an incomplete pass. The ball will be placed back at the 40-yard line where it'll be fourth down.
Yeah, so I'll give Wisconsin a chance to punt, because it would be 4th and 17, and Atticus Bertrams is now in to punt. So it was Kenyatta Jackson with the pressure and forced what was an incomplete pass. The officials did what they're instructed to do in an either-or play like that. You play it through, and then you let replay be your safety net. So I would think from an administrative standpoint, they handled it the way you're supposed to. And the Badgers, after that overturn, we'll go ahead and punt with 9:43 left in the first half, 17-0 Ohio State.
That Kenyatta Jackson beat Riley Malman off of the edge and was able to just get his hand up. And I give Hunter Simmons a lot of credit there, because a lot of times, quarterback, you just kind of play it. You want to act like it wasn't. He sprinted to go to try to make the tackle, finishing that play. Like you said, Matt, the refs did the right protocol, let it play out. Wisconsin's able to get the ball back to punt it away.
So Atticus Bertrams, for the first time today, will punt. Sean West has handled it in the first quarter. And the left-footed Bertrams with the kick away, end over end. Innes will let it hit. And the Badgers, the Gunners get down there, and they touch it up inside the 5-yard line. That was Vinny Anthony busting down there to keep it in play. And his teammates able to kill it. They'll mark it at the 3-yard line in Ohio State territory with 9:33 left in the half.
Well, you love that. I mentioned Darrell Peterson doing that on special teams. And now your star wide receiver out there on Gunner going down, making a play and trying to put Ohio State pinned back at the 3-yard line.
Well, good news, Patrick Kirby, send it to you. Christian Allegro looks like he's back out there as part of the Badgers defense.
So they took him into the locker room with an arm injury, braced him up, and he's back out there. His left forearm is heavily braced, almost like a club on it, but he's out there playing middle linebacker.
Also in that linebacking corps is the freshman Cooper Catalano. Shotgun snap, Julian Sain hands off Bo Jackson off the left side, gets grabbed by the hips. Ben Barton there on the stop. Still a 5-yard run for Bo Jackson to the 8-yard line of the Buckeyes. Second down and 5. 9:20 left of the first half, 17-0 Ohio State.
You know Allegro's going to do everything in his power to get out there. I can assure you, when you're dealing with that stuff, I don't know if that's a cast or a club or whatever he's got on, you know it's throbbing, but he is using that adrenaline to say, I need to be out there with my guys, trying to get out there and compete.
C.J. Donaldson now at running back in a slot to the right. Snap to Sain, stands at the goal line, checks it down to the left. Donaldson the catch up the sideline to the far side across the 15-yard line. Gets bumped out of bounds there. And a first down for Ohio State with a couple of yards to spare. First and 10 for the Buckeyes at their 15.
Well, that was a great example there. We all have seen Jeremiah Smith's explosiveness, you know, his hands, everything that we've seen there. He did a fantastic job of blocking and covering his man up and allowing Ohio State to pick up that first down.
Iro Skanes, freshman corner, working opposite of Ricardo Hallman. Pistol formation, James Peoples in a running back, play fake Sain, steps up into the pocket, checks it down, pass caught by the tight end Max Clair across the 20-yard line, and he'll fight his way to the 22 or 23. Cooper Catalano on the tackle for Wisconsin, and Clair lost his hat, so he's going to have to sit for a play. Second down and 2 for the Buckeyes at their 23-yard line.
It's like the fourth or fifth helmet that's come off of these guys.
Yeah.
The chin straps buckled or whatever the case may be, but they're all really nice job there. Gang tackling by Wisconsin. They're a little bit better. We've seen a lot of the checkdowns. Been a lot of space, and guys have been able to run and pick up first downs. That time, a little bit better of chasing to the football.
for the 23 of Ohio State. Second down and two. 7:55 left in the half. Mylon Graham, slot to the left for Ohio State. Peoples the running back. Play fake Sayan throws to the left, and that's incomplete, intended for Jeremiah Smith. That may have been deflected out of the hands of Sayan, the pass falling short, and it's third and two for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I think Ben Barton got his hand up, or Suggs, one of the two. The way Barton was running back to the huddle, throwing his hands up in the air, I kind of feel like he maybe was able to tip it a little bit. Yep.
Yep, I think you're right.
He tipped it. Yeah, those D-linemen want to make sure they know that you tipped that football, making sure of it. But that's what you do. If you get stopped at the line of scrimmage, get your hands up. Not giving clean alleys for the quarterback to make a throw. Nice job by Ben.
Ohio State 2 out of 3 on third down so far today. Donaldson, the running back, the big freshman. And Sayan will feed it to him, and he gets stoned. And that was Ben Barton down low, leading the attack for Wisconsin. Loss of a yard to the 22 of Ohio State. And that's a pretty good work for the Wisconsin defense.
Love it there from Barton, just not letting himself get double-teamed. He pushes through, beats his man across his face, and then is able to kind of, from his knees almost, get an arm wrapped up and let the rest of his crew come in. Great little sequence there by the young man from Stratford, Wisconsin.
Joe McGuire will punt for Ohio State. Jaden Ballard is deep at the 36 of Wisconsin line of scrimmage, the Ohio State 22. Snap back to McGuire. A little pressure is on. The kick is away, end over end. Ballard signals for the fair catch, and he'll gather at the 36-yard line in Wisconsin territory. So we'll take a break after that 42-yard punt. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. We'll step away. 6:58 left in the first half. Ohio State 17, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared to agree October 15th with arguments that the Voting Rights Act Section 2's majority-minority voting districts conflicted with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. A decision is expected next year. Chief Justice John Roberts signaled that the court's 2023 Milligan precedent, a very similar case, may not apply to Louisiana versus Calais. Justice Kagan later pointed out that the court rejected several similar arguments by the state of Alabama defending its discrimination. Louisiana argued that the court-mandated majority-minority districts giving minority voters an equal chance to elect the candidate of their choice puts the state in a position to discriminate against other voters. Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett both voiced support for an endpoint to sunset such opportunity districts. The court's Jingles test, used to determine if a group qualifies for such a district, was also questioned by the conservative justices. In her opening argument, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund's Janae Nelson said that should the court strike down Section 2, it would be, quote, a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos. There are 148 VRA majority-minority districts in 28 states, according to Ballotpedia. We've linked a transcript of the arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Another injury update. Kerry Kodonko with a lower body injury. Out for the time being. So when the Badgers go on offense, it'll be Colin Coverley back in there at right guard. We have 6:58 left in the first half, 17-0 Ohio State, as the Badgers will begin first and 10 at their 36.
Much needed stop there. And you know, Ben Barton, somebody again, you know, we talked a little bit, Daryl Peterson, Ben Barton, Vinnie Anthony, these guys that have been around for a while and showing what it's to be a Badger. Just a great sequence there from Ben, tipping the ball, shorten it up, and then on that third and short to be able to penetrate through and make a play and give your team some hope here, because if they are able to pick up that first down and go down here before the half and get more points, now you give your offense that chance to get yourself back in this ballgame.
Cade Iacomelli, the tailback, Jackson Aker, the fullback, I formation, Simmons under his center. maybe checking off here. Eugene Hilton tight left. Vinny Anthony is out wide to the right. Simmons hands it to Iacomelli up the left hash marks across the line of scrimmage up to the 38-yard line. Gain of a couple. Mentioned Eugene Hilton. We were visiting with Billy Edwards a couple of days ago, and he suggested that you could see him more today in the rotation, and that is, in fact, unfolding. Second down and 8 for the Badgers at their 38-yard line.
Now, Ohio State showed its speed there, especially in its secondary, kind of bringing guys down in the box. It was actually blocked up pretty well on the left side. Little cutback, but once he cut back, two Ohio State defenders there in the hole to stop him.
Jaden Ballard motions wide to the right. Hilton slot right, pistol formation. As the handoff goes to Iacomelli, got that handoff, by the way, from Danny O'Neill, and the gain, it's a loss on the play to the 38-yard line. So with O'Neill now in there at quarterback for that play, now he comes out. Hunter Simmons is back in. It's third down and 8 for Wisconsin at its own 38-yard line.
You saw there why Caleb Downs, their safety, is so highly regarded at the next level and obviously at the collegiate level. He reads it and is able to just completely come down the line and make a play.
Two receivers tight rights. Got Hilton and Mason to the left. Iacomelli the running back. 5:47 left in the half. 17-0 Ohio State. Badgers with a 3rd and 8 at their own 38-yard line. Simmons back to throw. Looks, sets, fires left seam, and it's incomplete. Wanted Mason. Downs with step-for-step coverage. And the Badgers again are forced to punt.
Yeah, good protection up front. Wisconsin's done a pretty good job there. Iacomelli does a great job picking up the blitzer and a lot of speed there again down the middle. You're throwing that seam route to your tight end, and if he does catch it, he was going to get drilled by Downs.
So Sean West back out there to punt. Bertrams handled it the last time and did a great job of pinning Ohio State deep. Now they need a little more thump here with the line of scrimmage. The Badgers 38. Brandon Innes deep at the 17 of Ohio State. Snap to West, steps up, light pressure, kick is away, and he hammers this one. This sails over Innes, and this will hit into the end zone for the touchback. So, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know, you're a Mequon Homestead fan, you already know it, but Sean West has a strong leg.
That was a, yeah, he bombed that one. It's funny, the net punt on the one he didn't bomb is still his best of the day.
And we'll take a break. Wisconsin football brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, countless ways to win. Details and hotel reservations at Pottawatomie.com. Your win is waiting. 5:30 left in the first half. Ohio State 17, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Giving back to the community is a pillar of Wisconsin athletics and one that we're proud to emulate here at Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. As a proud partner of Wisconsin athletics, Brewpub is proud to announce our support of local heroes through our partnership with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. With every purchase of the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza, we're helping support veterans, first responders, law enforcement officers, and their families during difficult times. Look for the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza today in your local grocery store and enjoy a great pizza for a greater cause.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
On the go and want to stay connected to live college sports anywhere in the country? Download the free Varsity Network app available on Apple and Android. With new features this season, it's easier than ever to listen live and keep up with your favorite teams. Don't miss a moment. Get the Varsity Network app now. We have 5 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half. Ohio State 17, Wisconsin nothing. The Buckeyes getting the jump. A Julian Sand, 33-yard strike to Carnell Tate, opened the scoring. That capped an 89-yard drive, and then off of a turnover, the Badger defense kept Ohio State out of the end zone. Jaden Fielding popped through a 38-yard field goal, and then another long drive for the Buckeyes, 70 yards, and once again it was Sand to Tate, this time from 10 yards away, and that's where we are, 17-0. Ohio State leading Wisconsin with the Buckeyes back on offense, beginning at their 20-yard line. Mark Tauscher making his way down to the field. We mentioned at the top, it's a special weekend here as The University of Wisconsin honors the Rose Bowl championship teams of 1993, 1998, and 1999 at just a terrific reception last night. And the team will be recognized at halftime. Of course, Tausch, a huge part of that in the 99 season when he became the right tackle. And was, of course, part of that 1998 team as well. I believe Brooks Bollinger is going to join us a little bit in the second half. But still 5:30 left in the first half. Julian Sayin, the quarterback. Peoples, the running back, to his left. And a snap to Sayin, play fake, whips it over the middle. Smith, the catch across the 25-yard line up to the 30. And he is brought down, chopped down by Ricardo Holman. And that is exactly a 10-yard gain. Should be a first down. They haven't signaled it yet. Now I believe they have. First and 10, Ohio State. The Buckeyes, 30. And shotgun snap to Sayin. Fakes the handoff to James Peoples. He'll throw it to the left. That's caught by Smith again. Jameer Latimer will wrestle him out of bounds at the 39-yard line of the far side. Gain of 9. Second down and 1 for Ohio State. We mentioned this first half, as terrific as Jeremiah Smith is, and there's no question. If you focus too much on him, and that gets Carnell Tate loose, and that was really what happened a couple of weeks ago in Columbus, when the Gophers, and naturally you're going to focus so much attention on Smith, and then Tate went off with 9 receptions. Tate to the first half today with 4 catches, 85 yards, 2 touchdowns. Smith with 5 catches, good for 44. 39 of Ohio State, 2nd and 1. Sayin fakes the handoff to Peoples, throws to the left. Smith with catch number 6. And Cairo Skanes will escort Smith out of bounds at the 47-yard line of the far side. 1st and 10 for Ohio State. So a lot of short stuff. Sayin continues to be incredibly efficient here in this first half. Only a couple of incompletions. 19 of 21 for 211 yards and the 2 touchdowns. 4:08 left in the first half. 17-0 Ohio State. 1st and 10 for the Buckeyes at their 47-yard line. Quincy Porter is out wide to the left, but again, making the handoff is Sayin, throws to the right this time, and the catch is made by Graham. They'll give it to him. Latimer on the coverage. Mylon Graham able to tightrope it. Another first down. They mark it at the 43-yard line of Wisconsin. And the drive continues here for the Buckeyes, and the incredible efficient play of Julian Sayin continues. And now pre-snap movement here as penalty markers will fly. Jeff Cervinski, the referee, here's the call.
False start. Offense number 1. It's a 5-yard penalty. First down.
It's Brandon Innes, the receiver. It'll be the 3rd penalty against Ohio State. 20 yards so far. They get 1st and 15 for the Buckeyes. Ball at the Badgers 48-yard line with 3:41 left in the first half. Sayin now 20 of 22 through the air. That's how they've gotten it done. 221 yards compared to 22 rushing yards. They just haven't bothered with that so far. Here's Sayin again, whips it to the right, and that's caught at the 40-yard line. As thrown out of bounds by Cairo Skanes. That's Quincy Porter, the freshman out of New Jersey, and just his 2nd catch of this season. So Ryan Day and the offensive coordinator Brian Hartline getting some more players involved in the offense. 2nd down and 7 for the 40-yard line of Wisconsin. Like they just keep cycling them through at any number of positions, but including the receivers room at Ohio State. Well documented the talent they have had. Those guys now shining in the NFL. Pistol formation. Isaiah West is the running back, and they'll give it to him off the right side. Has room inside the 35, inside the 30, and he plows his way near the 25-yard line. Well, he took on Christian Allegro, among others. Allegro with that club-like look there on the left hand. It was tough for him to wrap up, and it's a 1st down at the 26-yard line of Wisconsin. West, another one of those freshman running backs out of Philadelphia. 1st and 10, Ohio State with 2:25 left in the half. So Ohio State trying to get another long drive going. You have Innes and Smith out to the left. 2 tight ends, Claire to the left, Will Kazmarek to the right. West is the running back, to the right of Julian Sayin. Claire breaks out in motion to the left. Sayin back to throw. Steps up, whips it to the left. Claire is there to make the catch, and he gets thrown out of bounds by the safety, Matt Young. And actually, progress is stopped inbounds, and we'll get to the 2-minute timeout They'll place at the 25-yard line of Wisconsin, so a gain of one. And we'll hold it here as we are at the two-minute timeout in Madison. Listen to all things college sports, including live games and talk on SiriusXM College Sports Radio, Channel 84, and streaming on the SiriusXM app. 17-0, Ohio State leads Wisconsin with 2 minutes left till halftime. The Buckeyes have two timeouts available, but they are once again ripping it down the field. And unfortunately, we have another injury update. Maybe it's good news. Let's find out together. Patrick, what do you have?
I wish it were. The UW Health Sports Medicine tent is getting a workout today, unfortunately. And the latest is Parker Peterson, defensive lineman, just went in there to get a further evaluation. The defense is the one area that Wisconsin maybe hasn't been hit by as much as injuries, so this is too bad. But this is where developing the depth at defensive line should help, and that was a priority in the offseason. We've talked about it a lot, getting bigger, getting deeper, allowing them to rotate up to six or seven. I didn't mean that intentionally, Tausch. Guys at the defensive line, and so that if you have a Parker Peterson go down, you've got other guys to rotate through there. But too much of a workout for that UW Health tent.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's just been an ongoing story, and it's really accelerating today. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you're just checking in and you haven't heard Mark Tauscher's voice for the last couple of minutes, he's fine. Just making his way down to the field as he and his fellow teammates will be recognized at halftime at Camp Randall, the Rose Bowl Champions Reunion. He tells us he behaved himself last night. I'll go ahead and say, sure. Sure you did. It was really interesting. We'll talk more about it in the second half, how so many of those guys look great. I mean, you know, talking about some guys who were 30-plus years ago part of the Rose Bowl championship teams, and so many of those coaches were back. I mean, Tausch mentioned Brad Childress, JP, John Palermo, Jim Huber, so many others.
To layer into that too, Matt, at practice yesterday, we had a couple of the guys come by, including Brooks Bollinger, who's the honorary captain today. And, you know, Coach Fickell got to come over and spend a little time with him and kind of connect eras and decades. And, you know, there is a real brotherhood in this program of past alumni that want to support. And I'm looking down here, and Ron Dane is down here in the bench right now hanging out. And, you know, he had a couple words there that he was just talking to Darion Dupree, who's out today. But there is that lineage of former Badgers that want to help this program and connect.
Yeah, no doubt. Very special place. James Peoples, the running back, second and nine at the Wisconsin 25-yard line. Corner blitz coming, and Sand pulls away from it, rolling left, throws it into traffic. It's caught by Will Kaczmarek, who gets hit and dropped at the 20-yard line. But Sand showing some mobility there, and a gain of five, third down and four, just inside the 20 of Wisconsin with a minute 40 left in the first half. Yeah, brotherhood's a key word. That was so evident last night at the reception. Those guys, in many cases, maybe they hadn't seen each other in quite a while, but it was like they picked up where they left off as teammates. It was a ton of fun to watch. Back to the game, third down and four, Ohio State at the Wisconsin 20-yard line. Max Clair, the tight end, motions left. Innes, slot to the right. Smith, slot to the left. C.J. Donaldson, the running back, back to throw. Sand, four-man rush. Sand ball's batted in the air, and it falls incomplete. Oh, the Badger is able to collapse that pocket and get pressure on the quarterback. Sand fortunate that the ball fell harmlessly incomplete. Looked like Brandon Lane getting in there for the Badgers. And with a minute 12 left of the first half, a field goal coming up. And that was Lane getting in there right in the face of Julian Sand. So Jaden Fielding, beg your pardon, is back out there. This will be a 38-yard field goal try. Hit one from that distance in the first quarter. Minute 12 left in the half. Buckeyes in command. There's the snap. Placement is made. The kick is away, and it is no good. So the Badgers keep them off the board with 107 left in the first half. So a win for the Wisconsin defense. And the second miss this season from Ohio State kicker Jaden Fielding. So if you're wondering, the Badgers have two timeouts available. We'll see how Luke Fickell and offensive Jeff Grimes want to go about it. 1:07 left in the half. It remains 17-0 Ohio State as the Badgers will take over at their 20-yard line. Fielding missing to the right. And now here comes Hunter Simmons and the Wisconsin offense. Cade Iacomelli lines up behind him. Jackson Aker to the right of the quarterback. Tretch Kekahuna slot left. Chris Brooks wide left. Badgers were showing heavy to the left, and now they go conventional. Mandel shifting left to right along the offensive line. On first down, the handoff to Iacomelli. Gets covered up by Taiwan Malone. Gain of two, and the fans who wanted to see a little more aggressive approach not pleased. A timeout is taken with exactly 1 minute left in the first half. A timeout taken by Ohio State, they were pointing there. So and that was the case. So one timeout remaining in the half for Ryan Day. Second down and 8 for Wisconsin at its own 22-yard line. Send it back downstairs to Patrick.
I'll play the role of Tauscher here. When you see these two-minute drives like this, he talks about the importance of that first play, and it's a feeling out for both sides. Wisconsin goes conservative. If they would have popped 5, 6, gotten into second and manageable, you might have seen Wisconsin go up-tempo or maybe use a timeout. Instead, they get down it for 2-yard gain. Ohio State says, well, we can get this ball back. Often you'll see a draw or a screen here on a play like this. Again, feeling it out. See if Wisconsin can get to a third and manageable. If